Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. 2 days after being removed by American forces from his home, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro goes before a federal judge here in New York.
Maduro's appearance is set for noon, and security is extremely tight around the courthouse area. The streets are going to be shut down as Maduro and his wife are taken here from MDC in Brooklyn. Protesters like Seth Galinsky had gathered outside that jail on Sunday.
It's outrageous what the U.S. government did in Venezuela. Whatever you may think of the Maduro government, that's not the issue. But the U.S. government has no right to go into a sovereign country and basically openly say, we're going to take the oil, we're going to take the gold.
92-year-old U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein has been assigned this very high-profile case. It's a 25-page indictment outlining what the United States government calls narco-terrorism conspiracy. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Former 1010 Winds employee Vanessa Mena, who's originally from Venezuela, was among those who went to outside the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn over the weekend. But it was not to protest.
But then when we heard the news that Maduro was captured and I called my mom, that's when I broke down and cried. It was tears of happiness, but also from relief.
As for who's in charge there, President Trump says we are.
We're dealing with the people. We're dealing with the people that just got sworn in. And don't ask me who's in charge, because I'll give you an answer and it'll be very controversial.
What does that mean?
It means we're in charge.
Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez was sworn in to replace Maduro, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Sunday the United States won't be running the day today.
We are hopeful that there are people in place now. We're going to find out. The proof will be in what they do or fail to do that will start making some of these changes that will ultimately lead to a Venezuela that looks substantially and dramatically different from what's been in place for 15 years.
The indictment may be on narco-terrorism charges, but critics say this is just about oil. President Trump was asked about that on board Air Force One.
Venezuela right now is a dead country. We have to bring it back, and we're going to have big investments by the oil companies to bring back the infrastructure. And the oil companies are ready to go. They're going to go in. They're going to rebuild the infrastructure.
Marco Rubio saying this.
Ultimately, this is not about securing the oil fields. This is about ensuring that no sanctioned oil can come in and out until they make changes to the governance of that entire industry. Because right now, that industry is non-existent in the traditional way. These oil fields basically are pirate operations.
President Trump spurring speculation that the U.S. won't stop with Maduro. Speaking to reporters, he indicated that Colombian President Gustavo Petro could be next, calling him a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States. The president added that he's not going to be doing it very long. As for Cuba, he said that government will likely tumble on its own.
Cuba literally is ready to fall. And you have a lot of great Cuban Americans that are going to be very happy about this.
The president did reiterate his desire to acquire Greenland, and to that, both the prime ministers of Greenland and Denmark issued statements denouncing the rhetoric and calling on Trump to stop the threats. We have an arrest now in a hit-and-run in East New York. 70-year-old Anselm Okiki is charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident. It happened early last Thursday. A 68-year-old Elvin Sanchez was reportedly crossing the street at Linden Boulevard and Ashford Street against the light. Police say that the driver kept on going. He was arrested later that day. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the death of NYPD Detective James Zadroga. He was the 9/11 responder whose passing helped to clearly link a number of illnesses to the toxins at Ground Zero. His case and his tireless efforts in support of fellow 9/11 responders helped lead to the passage of the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. His daughter, Tyler Ann, was only 4 when her father died.
It's hard growing up without a father. When you're in school and you have father-daughter dances, you have graduations, you have, you know, all the big monuments. So those were always the hardest for me.
She tells 1010 when she recognizes the significant impact her father made for so many people.
Although, you know, it may have affected our family very negatively, losing my father. It has been helping other people. So 20 years of helping people, I guess, too, is a way to look at it.
She says today she will mourn her father on this 20th anniversary the same way she has over the years by looking at photos of him and spending time with family.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.